The mess at Abu Ghraib arguably began on October 1, 2003, when Staff Sergeant Ivan Chip Frederick II and Specialist Charles Grainer Jr. arrived there as part of the advance party for the 372nd Military Police Company, an Army Reserve unit from rural Cressop Town, Maryland, in the Appalachian foothills. They were part of a larger troubled unit that until September had been based in southern Iraq. Many had deployed to the country that spring to handle the flood of enemy POWs that war planners had expected, but that had never materialized. Their mission completed, they had expected, like many other soldiers in Iraq that spring, to go home sooner rather than later. Instead, the reservists were assigned a new mission. Someone had to run the Iraqi prison system, and in the absence of an Iraqi government, they were handed the job. Their morale plummeted, an official army inquiry later found. Some began exaggerating medical complaints, such as back pains, to get evacuated out of the country. Their brigade commander, Brigadier General Karpinski, later complained. In mid-October, the 372nd took responsibility from a Nevada-based MP unit for Tiers 1A and 1B, the permanent concrete-walled part of the prison. Called 1-Alpha, or the hard site, by the soldiers, this was the cell block where interrogations took place and where detainees believed to possess useful information were kept. Other prisoners, deemed to be of less intelligence value, lived in tents in an open area. Just how poorly prisoners had been treated during the summer, before the 372nd MPs arrived, is a matter of dispute. Some had been kept naked and handcuffed to bars, and others were made to wear women's underwear on their heads, according to Frederick's statement. What is not in question is that once Grainer and Frederick took control of the night shift on Tier 1A, they wasted little time in going on a rampage of abuse. "I took it to another level," Frederick said in a sworn statement given much later to Army investigators. The torture of detainees was first recorded photographically on October 17, according to the time stamp from one of the digital cameras the MPs used. "Grainer was a picture person. He loved taking pictures," Frederick said in his confessional declaration. "Grainer took pictures all the time." Indeed, according to Frederick's sworn statement, Grainer went so far as to have Frederick photograph him while he was being filleted in a prison supply room by Private First Class Lindy England, another member of the unit who had become Grainer's girlfriend. In one photo, England is giving the thumbs up she would later use in photos of detainee abuse. The October 17 photo showed a man stripped naked and handcuffed to his cell door. The next day, an Iraqi man was photographed handcuffed to a cot, with women's underwear draped over his head. About a week later, official accounts differ on the precise date, PFC England posed holding a dog's leash that had at the other end a naked detainee, nicknamed Gus by the MPs. On October 25, naked Iraqi men with their hands cuffed and legs shackled were piled on their backs like cordwood. Adel Nakla, a civilian working as a translator on contract, said in a statement later that they handcuffed their hands together and their legs with shackles and started to stack them on top of each other by ensuring that the bottom guy's penis will touch the guy on top's butt. In the following nights, detainees were kept naked, with some forced to masturbate in front of female soldiers. On November 4, a detainee was hooded and placed on a box and had wires attached to him that he was told would electrocute him if he stepped off the box. On the same night, a CIA detainee died in custody on Tier 1B, having been beaten by the Navy SEALs who had captured him. One detainee later described to Army investigators being made to bark like a dog, being forced to crawl on his stomach while MPs spit and urinated on him, and being struck, causing unconsciousness. He also said he had been sodomized with a stick. Investigators found it highly probable that his allegations were accurate.